The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome to another new edition of our podcast. I'm Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. The question tickling our funny bone this week is from Soda Kiran in Bangalore, India. Why is laughing gas actually called laughing gas? In the 19th century, the English chemist Humphrey Davy experimented with several gases for his lectures at university. Mr. Davy noticed that when inhaling a certain gas, he experienced a very pleasant side effect. He suddenly felt in a good mood. Thus inspired by his high spirits, laughing gas found its name. Back then, inhaling laughing gas became an attraction at carnivals, fairs, and circus grounds. The dentist Horace Wells accidentally discovered that inhaling laughing gas also calmed his patients and helped relieve pain. He began using it when pulling teeth in his dental practice. What is laughing gas, actually? Laughing gas is a chemical compound consisting of nitrogen and oxygen called nitrous oxide, or N2O. It can be found in agriculture or in traffic exhaust fumes on the street. It is also one of the so-called greenhouse gases, which have a negative influence on our climate. If you look at it that way, there is really nothing to laugh about. Even so, we encounter laughing gas in our everyday life. For example, it can be found in many milk products such as light and fluffy, creamy puddings. For car enthusiasts, an extra portion of laughing gas can temporarily increase engine performance. So you see, nowadays, laughing gas does not have much to do with laughing. Besides, laughing is easy without gas. When laughing, we use 17 muscles in our face and 80 muscles in our entire body, thus releasing stress and setting free feelings of joy. So, be happy and keep on smiling. Looking forward to our next edition. This is Jeff, your chuckling chemical reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.